With Agricultural News in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops. Dr. Deanna Brown graduated from Mississippi State's Veterinary School of Medicine and even worked on a Wisconsin dairy farm. But now Lieutenant Colonel Deanna Brown is working to improve veterinary training and help Iraqis refocus on large animal health.
I am originally from Little Rock, Arkansas, but I live in Fayetteville, North Carolina now at Fort Bragg.
Now, you just recently had a large animal veterinarian workshop in Erbil.
This was a capacity building workshop. There were about 90 veterinarians from throughout Iraq from the different levels of government.
What kinds of animals?
All livestock, primarily. We've got sheep, cattle, goats, poultry. Those are the primary livestock species that they're concerned with here.
What are the major challenges that we're facing in Iraq with regard to livestock and animal health care?
They have many different issues that they have to deal with that we don't have to deal with in the United States. They have many diseases, very significant diseases here, such as foot and mouth disease. They several other very significant diseases that we don't have in the U.S., as well as an infrastructure that has not allowed them to develop good overarching programs to control these diseases.
As I recall, veterinarians in northern Iraq were kind of on the front lines of H5N1. Was that any part of this conference, talking about avian influenza?
Absolutely. Avian influenza is one of the significant diseases that they've had to deal with, and they were actually able to develop a good plan to control that disease up in northern Iraq.
Show me where American fingerprints are involved. How are American taxpayer dollars or expertise making a difference out here?
Well, we've developed an interagency working group of veterinarians from many different organizations, with military, the USDA, working with universities in the United States. We had Colorado State, University of Kentucky, Georgia. Many of the other players have been involved, as well as the American Veterinary Medical Association, trying to help the Iraqi veterinarians pull together to develop a good plan here.
A couple of weeks ago, Secretary Mike Johans from Department of Agriculture was out here in Iraq, and one of his initiatives was to develop the extension system. Is that a possibility for helping to train and enhance the skills of the veterinarians?
Yes, it is, and it's also an opportunity for the veterinarians to actually work with the farmers, because a lot of animal health involves working with the farmers and teaching them what they can do. So the Iraqi veterinarians here are very excited about being involved in the extension programs.
When you were in your final year at Mississippi State in your program, contemplating your career, did you ever see yourself sitting in the middle of Iraq working with Iraqi veterinarians?
No, that wasn't something I thought about. My plans at that time was to be a dairy practitioner, which I did for a while. I was a private practitioner up in Wisconsin in a dairy practice, and decided to join the Army in 1991 and have gone on, and so here I am.
For the State Department's Public Affairs Go Team in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops.